to From Heartache to Joy. I am Gretchen Pritz, and I am here with the lovely Sophia Zoe. Sophia, welcome, welcome. So happy to have you here.
Oh, thank you for inviting me back. It's such a pleasure. Thank you.
Awesome. It's been a while. It's definitely been a while. So it's great to hear your voice. Great to have you back. And it's such a powerful topic. Like, we have a full house here today, so everybody's definitely interested, and I know I am as well, on learning about manifesting miracles. So Sophia is always sharing with us Manifesting Miracles, Human Hacks for Heaven's Help. This is a great topic, great timing, a lot of people celebrating Easter weekend, so it just is absolutely perfect timing. So those of you that don't know Sophia, Sophia is a healing powerhouse. She works quickly and her accuracy is impressive. She can see into the individual and collective energy fields, accessing information to help people heal, grow, learn, and prosper. Working with energy since 1995, Sophia has highly developed skills of clairvoyance, clairaudience, and also clairsentience. She can listen to your subconscious mind and discover what needs healing or support. Sophia treats adults, seniors, children, and animals by remote healing. No matter where in the world they are, they get the amazing benefits. Sophia's mission is to help raise the frequency of the world one beautiful soul at a time. Oh, I love that. Thank you, Sophia, and officially welcome.
Thank you. Well, it's not my first time here. This is my ninth time here, so I'm very honored.
Wow. Wow,
I know,
wow.
But I've been busy working with VIP clients, with entire families, so that's why you couldn't book me until today. So today is Miracle Monday. Who
awesome.
Is ready to have a miracle?
Awesome. I love that, Miracle Monday. And before we dive into the topic, Sophia is going to work with you guys one-on-one, so if you want to press *2 to raise your hand, that's going to happen in a little bit. She will need your name and location to do that. And she's also going to be taking us through a group process. And that is called Heaven and Earth. Is that right?
Yes, Heaven and Earth.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. All right. So let's dive in, because this topic really is important to a lot of us. So I'm really anxious to hear really about what is it that is holding us back from getting those miracles, from kind of living that day to day? What's holding us back, Sophia?
There are a few things. And, you know, you've probably listened to every interview that's ever been done. So you know that the best advice is always the simplest advice. So what's holding people back is negative self-talk. This is so important. You call it mindset if you want, but it's how you treat and speak to yourself. It's the most important thing, because listen, if you're calling yourself an idiot or a loser, why would the universe reward an idiot or a loser? Right? You're not going to get what you want if you're not supporting yourself. There's a saying in Greek, it translates to, if you don't praise your own house, it'll fall down on top of you. So that means you have to praise and support yourself, be your own best friend, be the parent you wish you had, be the spouse you wish you had. You have to do everything positively and encouragingly and supportively for yourself. So that is the number one thing that holds people back from getting what they want, is their own attitude towards themselves.
Oh, that really does make so much sense. And I love how you said simple. And it is one of the, you know, it's basic, but it's, and like you said, it's not mindset. It's what we're saying to ourselves. That really resonates. But so people are, so we learn stuff all the time, right? Like, we're all in this energy space of becoming better humans, better people, you know, more spiritual. And so we're learning stuff all the time,
mm-hmm.
and trying new things, but what are we maybe doing or not doing, or that's not getting the results that manifesting miracles can really help us with.
What are we doing and not doing? Okay, so another basic thing that people are not doing is decluttering. You need to declutter your home, your car, your life. That means your friends, sometimes your family as well, the organizations, your community. You need to get rid of everything and everyone that does not support you. And this can be a hard process, and some grief can come along with it, because if you do have to cut out family and friends because they're toxic, there is a sense of loss and grief. So you would need support through that, and I have lots of kinds of support in the programs I'm offering. But it's so important. We have to also redefine what clutter is. Clutter isn't a whole house, like a hoarder's house. Think of clutter as that one takeout spoon that's on the counter. Why is it there? That's the beginning of clutter, right? So put it away, recycle it, whatever. Clutter is one piece of paper on your desk that doesn't have a home. That's the beginning of clutter. So you've got to nip it in the bud. Declutter constantly. This is so important, because if you are surrounded by stuff, there's no room for new things to come in, new things being your deepest desires. Also, every single item in your environment drains your energy. Okay, so aside from the basic furnishings, like in a bedroom, you have a bed, a dresser, a chair, let's say. Anything beyond that is going to drain your energy. So this is why you're tired. So it's a catch-22, because people who have a lot of clutter don't have the energy to declutter because of the clutter, right? So you have to take massive, concerted effort and hire help if you can to get your house in order. I like what the Scandinavians do. When they declutter, they call it desk cleaning. So if you were to die today, the people who come into your home to clear it out, like, make it easy for them. Okay? Make it easy for them. Have nothing extra.
That really, and the clutter, it goes back to, too, right in our head. Like, just all that clutter, no matter where it is, whether it's physical or in our head, takes up so much space and so much energy.
And the other thing I want to say about why people aren't getting results is because they believe in fairy tales. I haven't seen a fairy godmother magically appear anywhere lately, and people underestimate their own power to make things happen. They have put that power outside of themselves, and they're suffering for it. Okay, so I say fairy tales, but that could also be, you know, when people say they're praying. Let's redefine prayer. Traditionally, a prayer is to ask heavenly beings for help in being, doing, or having something. Usually the phrase used when people talk about it is, I hope and pray. Oh, I hope and pray. If you're hoping, you're doomed. To hope implies risk of failure. Stop hoping and start hopping to it. The new definition of pray that I'm proposing is, to pray is to announce an intention. To pray is to announce an intention. So we move from, please God give me a new job, house, spouse, to, God, I'm working on finding my new job, house, and spouse. Watch me. Isn't that more empowering? To hope and pray puts you in victim mode. The universe avoids the victim like the rest of us do. Victims don't get rewarded. They're no fun to be around. So stop hoping and praying, and instead announce your intention. Declare it. Take responsibility and take action. That's how you manifest miracles. I helped a newly retired woman with this. She wanted to travel so badly, but her husband had passed away and she didn't have any close friends. She didn't want to travel alone. She was very afraid of being taken advantage of in foreign countries. So when we had her session, of course, I discovered this came from a past life where everything she feared had happened, and in violent ways. I cleared the energetic charge from all that. And then I challenged her to travel alone just 1 hour away from home for the weekend. So with some trepidation, she did it, and it wasn't so bad. And then every couple of weeks, she went another half hour farther from home, and she became comfortable traveling alone in her own state. When her confidence was high, I had her create a vision board with pictures of other countries she wanted to go to. I had her put the words, "I'm a world-class traveler," all over her house. So that's changing her inner talk from "I'm afraid of traveling" to "I'm a world-class traveler." So this alignment gave her the courage to join a seniors travel club, and she's now gone on amazing trips to France, Italy, and Spain with different women from the club. And she can't believe she was ever afraid to travel. She didn't just hope and pray she would one day go on a trip. She took the brave baby steps toward her goal, and she achieved it. So action brings miracles. Does that make sense?
Oh, I love that. Yeah, I really do love that. And I would love to talk to you, because you brought up the example of vision boards, right? Like, so many of us have done vision boards, and you've mm-hmm. also talked about fairy tales and, you know, putting it out there. And, you know, I feel like at least I can speak for myself, you know, I've done that stuff, and mm-hmm. sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. So how can the tools that you offer and you give, like, are they different than that, or obviously not because you talked about vision board, but like support that and make it happen faster, I guess is what I'm saying.
Okay, so a lot of my current clients have done things in good faith, like the vision boards. So they're good at helping you clarify your desires, but just putting it on a wall is the very slow route to manifestation. I have heard of many people who had a picture of a vacation spot or their dream home on their vision board for 20 years or more before they got it. For me, that's far too long to wait. Maybe I'm not that patient, or I don't expect to live to be 5,000. So if you incorporate the hacks I teach in this program and make a vision board, you'll get what you want much, much faster. So I told one client to put sticky notes on her walls with the words, "Let it be easy." So that week, she won a large TV in the raffle at her church's tea party, and she bought a new condo in a beautiful building that she had wanted to live in for 3 years. The TV was the perfect size in that new living room in the condo. So "Let it be easy" has become my mantra for everything. Anytime I feel the slightest bit of stress, apprehension, fear, I just say, "Let it be easy." And sometimes I say, "I let it be easy," just to be perfectly clear. I let it be easy. And I have found when I do this, my scalp relaxes. Did you understand? Like this ease just melts down my head. And if I keep saying it and I'm still, every muscle relaxes all the way down to my toes. I let it be easy. It just pulls you out of that, you know, vortex of negativity that we can get into. I hope that's helpful. Yeah.
It is. Just by you saying it, I can feel it. You know, like I can feel just by the way that you say it. That's powerful. So along with that, what is the secret that we're missing out on? What is that real secret?
Well, the secret, I think, is that the spiritual is much more powerful than the physical. On the physical level, you plan, you work, and you rework your plan. You will eventually get results. But if you start with the spiritual, meaning your spiritual self, and clear that up first, then your physical work will fly by and be much more effective. If your spirit is clear and overseeing your plans and your physicality, you'll get what you want. I'll give you an example. I had a client who came to me wanting help with procrastination, which would then get him his dream car. He knew that if he did his taxes, he would get money back and be able to afford the car. Well, his procrastination was off the charts. He had not filed taxes for 11 years. Taxes paralyzed him. He would lay out the papers on the dining room table, then end up in a state of shock and fear and put them away. He could only take that first tiny baby step on the physical level. I worked with him and uncovered a childhood trauma where he was punished for failing a math test. taxes are all math, right? His spirit was stuck in the fear of punishment if he made a mistake. I cleared the energetic charge from that memory. Then I integrated his soul's intelligence into his human habits. Once he was fully integrated, he took just 1 week to complete each year of taxes. So in 11 weeks, he was completely done. He got his tax return and he bought his dream car, which was a Mercedes convertible. And he sent me a picture and he looks really good in it. So the spiritual is more powerful than the physical, but you still have to work on the physical, right? This is where we exist. So we have to do the tasks. So first we have to clear our spirit.
That's really amazing. That's 11 years and he did it in 11 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
awesome.
Impressive, right?
Yeah, that's awesome. Huh. Very cool. Well, so what I would love to do now is you are going to take us through a group process, right? Like heaven and earth. Can you describe what that is? I'd love to do that now so we all get a taste of your work before we start taking one-on-one callers.
Okay. So it's easy. It's not too long, just about 5 minutes. And I'll take everyone through a process of grounding their physical selves and connecting to the universe. And the spirit will be instructed to saturate the body with divine knowledge. And from this knowledge will come the inspiration and motivation to do what needs to be done to get what is desired. So get into a comfortable position. Close your eyes. And breathe normally through your nose. Take your awareness to the center of the universe. You know where it is. There is a star there. See that star beaming its universal knowledge to you as a clear energy. It goes down towards you, through you, and then beyond your feet, down into the center of the earth. There, the energy of the star blends with the energy of Earth for a moment. And then it travels back up through you towards the center of the universe again. Take a full breath. And again, visualize this universal knowledge flowing down to you, through you, deep into the earth, blending with the magnetic energy of Earth, and then whizzing up, up, up through you to the star in the center of the universe, where it erupts like fireworks with particles of light and love filling the sky. It's magnificent. Take a full breath. And for full saturation of this magnificent energy, let's do it once more. See that star shining its timeless knowledge down to you, through you, into the center of the earth. Merging with the Earth's energy for a moment before rushing up through all the layers of the Earth, up through your body, and far, far up to the center of the universe. The energy erupts into light and love, spreading positivity in every direction. Take a full breath. And notice that you are the bridge between heaven and earth. You keep the planet connected to the creative force. Your spirit is that energy that flowed. Take a full breath. Notice your body. Focus on your healthiest cell. You know where it is. This little cell is waving its hand, wanting your attention. It is ready to lead your quest to manifest. Give this enthusiastic cell a fitting name. You will consult this cell for all your inspirations. It carries all knowledge. And now see the energy of this cell igniting all the other cells of your body with universal knowledge, love, motivation, and focus. You have all the ingredients within you to manifest anything you desire with harm to none. Acknowledge this gift. Take a full breath. And open your eyes. I'd like to speak to a few listeners to hear how that was for them.
Awesome. Awesome. If you guys can write in and let us know how you're doing, and then when we talk to listeners as we go through this, through the one-on-ones, I would love to hear as well how you're doing. So there's a little bit of a delay for the writing in usually, so we'll just take our first caller and see how they're doing.
Great.
Awesome. Okay, our first caller in line, your first three digits are 720. 720, you are unmuted.
Hi, is that me?
That's you.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. Hi, Sophie.
Can I have your name and location, please?
Yes. My name is Yvette, and I'm in Englewood, Colorado.
Okay, great. So what have you been trying to manifest? What's your biggest desire?
On finding a job that is supportive both, you know, with my peers and management and besides being financially rewarding as well. That's been
all right.
Difficult and stressful.
That's okay. That's all I need. I'm just going to look for where the biggest block is for you in finding a job.
Okay, thank you.
Yvette in Englewood. Okay, I'm seeing this big glob of energy between your heart and your throat, or rather it covers the area from your throat to your heart. And it appears to be old fears that are blocking you. Can you identify with that? Can you relate to that? Yes or no. Can you relate to that?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
Sorry.
So I don't need to hear the story, and we don't want to be triggering anybody. So just simple answers are all I need, just confirmation. Okay, so let me just work on that for a second. So while I work on clearing the fear, I want you to think about the opposite. What is the opposite of fear for you?
Do I verbalize that or just think it?
Yeah, just tell me a word. What's the opposite of fear?
Safety.
Safety. Okay, great. That's a really good word. So think about a time where you felt safe. Oh. And if I make strange sounds, you know, it's just part of the clearing. Oh. I usually yawn and sigh. Oh. This is going back to a past life, which I believe is your mother. I'm seeing your mother as a toddler, 2 or 3 years old, feeling unsafe. So you're carrying that, I promise I'm not falling asleep, which is why when I do the group calls in the package that we spend one full day clearing, one session clearing ancestral connections, because they inform how we feel and how we perceive the world. It's really important to acknowledge and work with and heal the ancestors. So I'm actually working on your grandmother. Your mother or your grandmother? I'm seeing a black and white picture. Yeah, your mother. Okay. It's your mother with your grandfather. That's the connection there. Okay. Okay, so that layer of fear has now been cleared. And when I do the clearing, it's permanent. That is probably more layers, because between then and now, a lot of things have happened. So, you know, we have to also declutter our trauma in a way. We have to keep clearing it. And then when enough of the old stuff is gone, the new stuff will sort of just not stick. You sort of get a spiritual Teflon coating. So new things won't bother you as much if all the rest is gone. So right now, when you have old filters from old experiences, it helps you to not see clearly. Now, in terms of finding a job, if you have all these filters, then the potential employers can't see you. You're hidden under these layers of, you know, goopy, dark energy and trauma. So this is why it's important to have regular healing sessions. And when you clear yourself, you're also clearing for your relatives to be in the future, because you're correcting your RNA. The RNA is the precursor to the DNA. Okay, so we are made up of the talents and traumas of our ancestors. So we want to keep all the talent and clear all the trauma. Thanks for showing up, Yvette. Good luck with your job search.
Thank you, Jessie. That was great. I just felt the emotions coming up with that clearing.
Well, you know what? Get package B, and then you'll have a session with me, a private half-hour session with me. We can do a lot in half an hour.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks.
Thanks, Yvette.
Thank you for the note.
Awesome. All right. I'm just looking through it. People have written in about the group process. So,
please read.
Ira said, amazing. My cells were shining abundance. Angel said, feeling warmth in my face and tingling all over. Liz said, a lot of grief and fears came up with the process, afraid of being alone. Think it's a past life and this life trauma related. Let me see what else is here.
Well, that's a good process
awesome.
To do.
Yeah, that's awesome. Those are really good.
Yeah. It's a good process for people to do on their own regularly. It doesn't take long. So you connect to the star in the center of the universe, and bring that energy down through you into the center of the earth, and do it 3 times up and down. And
awesome.
It's good. Yeah, it's good grounding.
Yeah, that's great. And you guys can listen to the replay to be able to listen to it again and kind of ingrain that process into you. So anybody calling in, we'd love to hear how you enjoyed that process too. And let's take our next caller in line. Your first 3 digits are 317. 317, you are unmuted.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, welcome.
Hi. I'm Julie from Avon, Indiana, and the process, the meditation was awesome. It really relaxed me and grounded me, so thank you for that. I'll definitely be listening to that again.
Good.
And I guess, you know, I just have problems with, like, energy and vitality, and I would just love to know what my biggest block is with that.
Okay, so first I have to ask you, is your house magazine photo shoot ready?
Not the kitchen table, but everything else is.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, so there's a little room for improvement. Okay, and have you been diagnosed with any sort of illness?
Well, I do have, like, multiple sclerosis, but, you know, they really question whether I have that or not. So I've been trying for a long time to get some more energy and vitality. And I just feel like I've got it figured out on the physical plane, but I just don't know emotionally what I need to work on.
Okay. I have a really remarkable example of this. I had a patient with MS. His wife made him come see me for sessions. We're getting some feedback. Julie, can you mute yourself? Because
I think
it's on your end. Okay. Thank you. So I had a patient with MS. His wife forced him to come see me, which is never a good thing. I don't like having clients who were forced to come, but he was starting to stumble and he was diagnosed, and so he did come. When he was diagnosed, his doctor made him go to an information session at the hospital. And so it was him and about 25 to 30 other people, and they had all been newly diagnosed. Everyone was still walking, they were still fine, just having all the symptoms. Anyway, he came to me regularly for sessions for 2 years. And, no, sorry, for 1 year. It was 1 year. And he started saying, I don't know why I'm coming. You know, this doesn't feel like anything. I'm going to tell my wife to stop sending me. Okay, I said, well, if you don't feel like it's benefiting you, then you shouldn't come. And because it was the 1 year mark, there was a follow-up session at the hospital for all those same MS patients. And he was the only one who walked in by himself, unaided. Everyone else either had a cane or a walker, and a couple people were in wheelchairs. So that's when he realized the sessions we were doing were preventing him from degenerating further. So sometimes that's what healing is. Sometimes healing is maintaining status quo and not getting worse. So I just want to put that little bug in your ear so you can commit to some private trauma clearing sessions, because it would benefit you greatly. In the immediate, let me see what I can do for you. Okay, I'm seeing some foreign energy around your feet, which makes sense because with MS, usually people start by tripping and dropping things. And so the walking difficulty or the... what's it called? The something about the foot. Anyway, the foot doesn't go heel toe properly with MS. So let me just remove that energy. You've got it's two separate energies at the front of your feet and the back. So at your heels and at your toes. Okay, so clearing that. What I have noticed in my clientele over the years, When MS strikes men, it has always been that it happens after a business betrayal. So a business partner steals the money or does something backhanded. That's what it is for men. I haven't noticed a definite correlation between MS and what's going on with women's lives. So maybe when we speak privately, you can tell me what's been happening to you. But I find that interesting. So, so if MS for men is a business betrayal, what is that? That's like, you know, literally cutting you off at the feet, right? And in this case, you've got the energy at your feet. So something has prevented you from moving forward. In your case, it's fear, but it's mainly fear of how someone else would react is what I'm getting. Is that true?
You know, for years I didn't tell anyone, and I think that somehow, like, you know, it was a long time ago I got diagnosed and,
Sorry. I'm not talking about fear of telling somebody about your diagnosis. It's fear of you wanting to do something, but thinking somebody else wouldn't let you. That's the fear I'm talking about. And I'm getting that it's a male, this male energy not allowing you to move forward. So if it wasn't in this life, it was definitely in past lives.
I'm not sure, but maybe it was a past life.
I'm getting a very strong picture. It could be your father when you were a child, there was just something you didn't share, you were too afraid to talk about. Okay. So that energy is clearing from your feet. You need a mantra. Are you able to take walks safely?
Oh, yes. I'm totally mobile, yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, so as you go for a walk, you need a mantra. I'm thinking you need a mantra for each foot. So let me just channel this for you. Write it down if you can.
Okay.
I step into the light is your right foot.
Okay.
I am the light is your left foot.
I am the light. Okay.
Now, that doesn't mean you're going to take very, very slow steps. So you can start with your right foot and say, I step into the light. And then a few steps later, when you're starting with your left foot, you can say, I am the light. Okay?
Okay.
You don't have to look crazy. That's your mantra.
All right.
Okay. Let me know how it goes.
I will. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Awesome. Awesome. Thanks for joining. Awesome.
Okay.
All right.
Who's next?
Okay. Lots of hands went up. Okay. Our next caller in mind. Your first three digits are 224. 224. You are unmuted.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
Hello, hi, what's your name?
My name is Mary, and I'm from a suburb of Illinois.
So your name is Mary?
Yes.
Mary, okay, hello. And what is your wish? What is your desire to manifest?
My wish is, I feel like I'm a closet healer. And I don't know what's stopping me from going out and doing this and charging money for it. I spend thousands and thousands of dollars on trainings. And I'm not doing anything about it except for family. And if I do work on a few friends, I'm like, oh, no, I'm not going to charge you. So,
well,
I don't know what that
you,
is.
Mary, I am you in the future. So I got over the money thing. I'm charging. but you're actually better off than me because my family still doesn't support what I do.
Some families, some do not. Yeah, some
yeah.
do not. It goes against the religion thing. So
yeah.
Some do not support me. They know about it, but they don't come to me anymore.
My brother's express direction to me has been, don't you ever do that voodoo shit in my house.
Yeah.
So, but he doesn't know what I do. He has never asked me. He has no clue. Anyway, so the best thing is to not target friends and family to be your clients. Just don't do it. You could ask friends for referrals, but just don't market to friends and family. All right. But you want to know why you're afraid to come out of the closet as a healer.
Am I not doing anything about it? Why am I not doing anything about it? Yeah.
Okay. So when you're an intelligent person and you know you could be doing something but you're not, that means it's past life trauma. It can also be inherited trauma. We actually inherit trauma from at least 500 generations back. Okay, Italian scientists have proven that trauma is inherited for 14 generations in animals. That doesn't mean it's only 14. Their funding ran out at 14. Okay, so they've proved it in animals, and any native healer, shamanic person you speak to will say it's at least 500 generations. All right. So I'm telling you what I'm seeing. I'm seeing the energy that's like a burlap bag covering the top half of your body. So this could be that you were literally smuggled, like taken away, to be punished for being a healer. Probably you were called a witch. So let me clear the charge of that. and I'm feeling inspired to clear the fear that your, you know, kidnappers had. They feared your power. Oh, yeah, they actually drowned you. You were tied up and big stones tied to your feet and you were thrown in water. So no wonder you're afraid to come out. It's a perfectly logical response, given that, right? You're not nuts. You're logical and intelligent. So,
that's funny because I have a fear of swimming in the water. I'm not a good swimmer, and don't want to be thrown in the water.
You can't swim if there are rocks tied to your feet. Mm-hmm. So again, very logical. Okay. So the good news is no one is going to put a burlap bag over you and drown you. That's not going to happen in this lifetime or any moving forward. Yeah. So I'm seeing the two men who drowned you still clearing the fear they felt. Fear is a very huge motivator. In this case, it was really negative. Because you could be afraid of being stuck somewhere, and that motivates you to get unstuck. So that's good, positive fear, productive fear. But the fear that shuts other people down and kills them, that's horrible, you know, destructive fear. So I'm clearing that. Because energetically, you're still connected to it. Obviously, because you still have the fears of swimming and coming out as a healer. Okay, there's a lot more involved in this. It would have to do with the zeitgeist, the gestalt of the culture of what was happening in the time period. So there's a lot more. I'm just able to clear the tip of the iceberg here. And you will have to take baby steps. What I noticed was all the people who thought I'd gone to the dark side because I became a healer, which is, you know, the complete opposite of the truth. When I started using essential oils therapeutically, more people got on board with that because the oils are tangible. If you use really good quality essential oils, they're vibrational medicine. But, you know, don't tell those guys that. So that was an in, because then I could say, well, let me rub this peppermint oil on your back to get rid of inflammation and pain. And then I'd say, and, you know, when I do therapeutic touch, I can just swipe your energy away, take away the tired energy. So it was an in. So you might consider that. Go with something in the physical and tangible, and then eventually educate people on the energetic, the people in your life who you want their support eventually. Okay. So when you think about being a healer, charging, being known, how do you feel now?
I feel that it's attainable.
Excellent.
Thank you.
And your mantra is, let it be easy.
Let it be easier. I let it be easier. Let it be easy.
Let it be easy. So you can say, I am a healer and I let it be easy.
I'm a healer and I let it be easy. Wow. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Awesome. Love that.
Wonderful.
Thanks for joining.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Oh, this is fun. Who's next?
A couple people did ask, when you're working on callers, are the listeners receiving that energy as well?
Yes. If they're intending to receive it, they are receiving it. You know, we are all one, right? We're all one. And we've all had like I say, we've all been through the same crap with a different cast of characters. So you were abandoned by your ex-husband. I was abandoned by my father, you know, et cetera. Like, we've all been through the same stuff. So, yes, everyone is getting a clearing, a healing.
Awesome. Perfect. Okay, next caller in line. Your first three digits are 613. 613, you are unmuted.
Oh, Canada.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. It's Wilma from Ottawa. I'm so excited to be on this call with Sophia because I've been following her for so many years and usually a part of the monthly calls when she does them. So excited to be here. I want to start, though, by saying the process that you led us through at the beginning of the call was amazing. I felt such a clearing from it when I was doing it, and it I've been doing part of that regularly, but I always felt like there was something missing, and what I was missing was starting with the energy and the star above my head, because I was bringing it down from, I guess, a different level, so grateful for that.
Yeah,
so
you're welcome. I'm glad to hear that.
My biggest issue now is bringing in money. My old age pension and CPP barely stretched to cover my basic essentials, and I feel like there's something that I'm meant to be doing that is going to bring me in money, but I'm not sure. It almost feels like I have a block that's not going to, it almost feels like I have a block somewhere to allowing.
Okay. Did you work in retail? I'm seeing
a
shopping cart. Oh, there you go.
I did. My last job was in retail, yes.
Okay. So, because I'm seeing this shopping cart, and what I got was to be like a personal concierge slash stylist. Does that interest you?
My gosh, that is very interesting, because I've never thought of that or considered that, but the second you said it, an awareness popped up that before the word networker even became a word, I always seemed to be somebody that somebody would say something to me, and the next day I would find that someone else would say something that would be the solution to the other person's issue. So that's what's connecting now while we're talking.
Okay. Great. Okay, let me just see where the block is to that. Oh, it's like it just came up suddenly, a steel wall in front of you. It's about, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 feet in front of you. There's a steel wall, a metal wall. You did not put it there.
Can we clear it?
Yes. I just need a wrecking crew. Hold on a sec.
Okay.
It's
funny because I've always been aware that there's something blocking my flow of money, and I've tried different times to I got a vision of a Roto-Rooter. I didn't even know what that was, and when I Googled it, I saw the picture on the screen of the image I had in my head, and it actually said it breaks through like cemented. I can't remember that, but so it's interesting that you're seeing a steel wall, because like I say, I've always felt there's a block, and I don't, and then I beat myself up energetically, because I feel if I have a sense there's a block there, why can't I get rid of it? And you just answered the question. It's not mine. I didn't put it there.
No, hold on. So it's, I got more of a bird's eye view. There's actually four walls around you. It's like you are in the safe. And the money is on the outside. You've put yourself in the safe, or somebody has put you in the safe. So you need to turn around and open the door and walk out. It's that simple. And you can just say, I step into my bright future. I step into my affluent future. I am in my prosperous future now. When you come out. So keep doing this visualization where you come out of this steel safe.
Wow. I'm going to have to listen to the replay to write all that down because I was so in tune to what you were saying. I was just repeating it in my head. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I will for sure let you know what happens when that clears.
Yes, Wilma, you do that. Thank you. Okay. You're welcome.
Thanks, Wilma. Keep us posted. Awesome.
Isn't it interesting what we do to ourselves and what other people do to us energetically?
Right, you know, and it is. It's like what other, and like you said, lifetimes and ancestors and also protection. Like we think we're protecting ourselves. Like it's so, it's crazy what we do to ourselves energetically. Absolutely. Very mind-boggling.
And the results speak for themselves.
Right? Yeah.
So if there's gunky, dark, gooey energy around you, you're not moving anywhere.
Absolutely.
You've got to clear the spiritual before you have anything happen on the physical.
Makes so much sense. Yeah. Very cool. Well, we still have a lot of people with hands raised, but I also have a lot of people asking questions about the offer. So
Okay. How
about we talk about the program, and then we'll go back to callers, if that's okay.
Let me give
the link quick, just so everybody has it. It's orderjoy2020.com/Sophia23. Again, it's orderjoy2020.com/Sophia23. That's S-O-P-H-I-A 23. And if you're on the webcast, you can just click the special offer button and get to it from there. All right. All over to you, Sophia.
Okay. So it took about 1,000 years to collect all the testimonials and send them to you. There's a lot of testimonials on this page, and I am so pleased and proud that, you know, what I offered worked for people so well. You'll see that Package A includes 6 Manifesting Miracles, Healing and Clearing MP3s. So these are for you to listen to on your own as often as you can. There's no limit. There's nothing, you know, dangerous or untoward about it. So the first one is called, item number one. Here we go. Item number one is quiet mind and peaceful heart. Oh, I like this one a lot. It's really soothing. I put you through a guided visualization that it relaxes the entire body. And then we focus on the heart and how it connects to the brain for overall peacefulness. Okay, so if you have any sort of emotional turmoil, your brain is going to be overactive. So it's probably going to cause your insomnia and all sorts of other things. And you'll be making mistakes because you're not focused on your tasks. So this is a really good one to do. Do before you have to do anything that takes focus. And after you've had any sort of emotional upset. So the little testimonial here from Pam is, she says, my depression has lifted since listening to this daily. I'm shocked it's all it took. It's magic. So when you're aligned, things will happen automagically, as one of my coaches says. So alignment is everything. The next one, this is the longest MP3. It's 22 minutes, and it's the cravings crusher. This is for cravings, addictions, any bad behavior, unwanted behavior you want to stop. So it could be for food, drugs, shopping, gambling, smoking, anything like that, and procrastination as well. So it's a guided tapping sequence. I have been doing EFT, which is emotional freedom techniques, since at least 23 years. Oh, yeah, since 1998, I believe. So 25 years. I'm a master at EFT, and I have included, I have a script for you too, one of the PDFs. But in this MP3, I guide you to where to tap and what to say. So EFT is like emotional acupuncture without the needles. Instead of putting needles in certain spots on your face and torso, you tap with your fingertips. and that stimulates the meridian points. So meridian is the energy channel from each organ. So basically you're relieving stress from each organ, and that helps you feel better and think clearly, and then you can take action. So I recommend this. Now, in order to keep it as short as possible, and you can see it's 22 minutes already, I do speak quickly on this MP3, or rather, I don't leave a lot of time for you to repeat what I say, so you have to speak quickly. That's what I want to say. Okay, so just keep that in mind. When I say repeat after me, say it quickly. All right, and then the 22 minutes will be long enough. And I would recommend doing this every day. My test group, they did it every day for 20 days, and they truly had miracles happen. Okay, so the next one is called Soul Access. This MP3 is just 6 minutes, and it empowers you to access your soul's wisdom. It takes you back through your ancestors, clearing all unhelpful residual energy, and it also clears into the future, so your family to come will be free of ancestral burden. That's a lot to do in 6 minutes, right? So do this repeatedly as often as you can, and many, many things will clear. Okay, number four is called Stress Be Gone. Again, a guided meditation for relaxation and releasing stress. Sometimes it may sound like the MP3s are doing the same thing, but they're really working on different frequencies. So it is a good idea to rotate through them. So this one creates a good environment for attracting miracles. It uses NLP techniques for changing mental states. NLP is neuro-linguistic programming. It ends with an energy transmission. And so you have to be in a quiet place with your eyes closed to listen to it. And Jordan, a student in New York City, told me, I used to need drugs before writing exams. Now I play this instead, and I'm totally fine. I think that's really good. I think that's a miracle. Okay, the next one is called Prayer for Miracles. It's just 4.5 minutes. And it begins with an energy transmission to raise your vibration. And then a spoken prayer is included with space for you to state your own divine desire. And it's a beautiful way to start the day. Just 4.5 minutes before you get out of bed. And, you know, you'll get off on the right channel for your day. Okay. Oh, and Kathy in Portland said, this is amazing, simple yet profound. I've met the man of my dreams at my dream job. Get this, we build dream homes. I loved it when I got that. All right. So the next one is a silent MP3. That means I have infused the track with the energy of peace, love, and healing. It's 4 minutes. Do this as often as you can, and you'll just feel really good. And I had my client June say, I play this before I need to ask my husband something I know he won't like. He's been agreeable every time. Well, that's making life easy, right? Having an agreeable spouse. Okay, so I'm going to do 4 live group healing sessions. They're going to be about 75 minutes each, because I find an hour isn't quite enough. And so the first one is the Miracle of Ancestral Connection. We'll start on Saturday, May 6th at 11 a.m. Eastern, just like this call began today. And it's about connecting to your tribe of relatives, clearing yourself and your ancestors to allow the flow of miracles. And we'll be neutralizing inherited patterns. Everybody needs this. Make sure you're on the call. If you have to listen to the recording, that's fine too. If you're on the call, you get to ask me questions. So that's the only negative about not being on the call. Okay, the next group healing session is called The Miracle of Good Health, Saturday, May 13th at 11 a.m. Eastern. And we'll be balancing the brain and balancing the brain to other physical systems. So there's harmony between the brain and different body systems. We'll be clearing energetic blocks to your good health and releasing physical trauma and hidden emotions. So physical trauma is an injury, an accident, surgery. Physical trauma is also your birth. Being born is really traumatizing. Whether it was a natural birth or cesarean, it's traumatizing. And hidden emotions, of course, we all have subconscious emotions. that run the show, basically. They run the show. This is why you do or don't do certain things. So we'll be clearing that. And group healing session number 3. Is that number 3? What? 2, 3. I feel like I've been speaking for so long. Yes, that is number 3. Miracle of Love and Peace. Yes. This is at a different time. It's Saturday, May 20th at 2 p.m. Eastern, because I have another group I'm teaching before that. So it'll be a full day of teaching for me. Anyway, removing fear and subconscious resistance to love. Oh, this will change everything. If you're resisting love, you're resisting everything. So we'll increase bonds with loved ones, because if you're able to receive love, then you can give it as well. So all your relationships will improve. And we'll be working on maintaining a peaceful, centered presence. That's what people want to be around. My cousin's son, when he was 5, they came for dinner, and on the way home, he said, "I really like Aunt Sophia. She's always really calm." And I thought that was a very astute, you know, observation from a 5-year-old. And that's why he liked me. So being peaceful and centered is going to help people to feel safe around you, and therefore they will like you. So another important call to be on. And call number 4 is the Miracle of Wealth and Riches. This will be Saturday, May 27th at 11 a.m. And we'll be opening your awareness to wealth that you already have within reach. Remember, when we have all those filters from old trauma, ancestral trauma, we literally have muddy vision, blurred vision. So we're going to open your awareness to see what's there already. And we'll be defining riches for yourself and aligning your energy to achieve them. Not everybody wants a mansion in Malibu, right? Someone might be happy with a 1-bedroom apartment if they're homeless. So what your riches are will be defined, and we'll help you get them. And we'll be activating an increase in both wealth and riches. So there's a difference. The word wealth actually means wellness, an abundance of wellness. It's wellness, health. And riches is the financial, the physical, the material. Okay. Oh, this is what everybody loves. Next item. 22 days of remote group healing. I could write a book on the testimonials I've gotten from the past group healings I've done. So these 22 days are Monday to Friday. I take Saturday and Sunday off. Okay, and I didn't write the date here. Anyway, they start at the end of the month. So you'll have daily clearings. So obstacles to receive your miracles will be removed. So this will help you accelerate your ability to manifest because of the momentum of the group as well. And you'll be energetically supported as I hold space for your healing and manifesting. I'm really good at holding space for a group. I can do it. I'm a clear vessel. I make sure I'm a clear vessel by treating myself and having other people work on me too. In case you don't know that, healers need healers. And most weeks, most of my clients are other healers. So it's important so that we can then serve our clients. So I'm a good holding space. And you will experience other gifts like feeling calm, peaceful, and more connected to the world, which is a wonderful feeling. You can come into my Facebook. Maybe it'll be famous one day. My Facebook group. Okay, so I will be having monthly office hours for free mini healings like we're doing now in the Facebook group. So when you buy a package, you will get the link for that. And as I mentioned very briefly, I find essential oils are a shortcut to healing if you use really good quality essential oils. And I've tried over 55 brands. So I will share with you what I use, how to use them, which blends will increase your abundance, your highest potential, your grounding and forgiveness, and use the oils to balance right and left brain hemispheres. so the signals you broadcast are clear. And you can replace chemical health and beauty aids with pure essential oils to relieve reactions and blockages. And again, high vibration essential oils will help with your energy and immunity, so you are productive and actively working towards your goals. So you have a 19-page document about the essential oils. It's a collection of tips that my clients have needed the most, and other resources as well. Actually, no, it's not 19 pages. I updated it. We didn't update the sales page. I updated it. It's like 24 pages. So it's a booklet. I recommend you print it off and keep it handy and read it lots. Read it over. And if you want to purchase the essential oils that I do, I will help you do that. You can book a Zoom call with me, and I'll make appropriate suggestions for you for what to get based on what you need for you and your family. And so we'll do that. And bonus number one is a PDF document listing all the miracle hacks that I have discovered. It's a great reference sheet to prompt you to take action so you get your miracles. Because I find a lot of time people say, oh, I just don't know what to do. If only somebody could tell me what to do. Well, in this, I'm telling you what to do. All right? So instead of talking to me, you can read what I wrote, and you'll know what to do. And the second bonus is the miracle EFT tapping phrases. Again, EFT is emotional freedom techniques. It's taking stress out of the organs related to your emotions and thoughts. So I've included this helpful set of phrases to tap on while using the Cravings Crusher MP3, or just use it on your own. You can tailor the words to your situation with the suggestions that I make. And it includes a diagram of the tapping points. And if you, some people find it very easy to do on their own. Some people need help. So this is why having private sessions is always helpful. I can do it with you. So package A is all of that. Everything I just said. Okay. And package B is all of that plus 30 minutes with me on Zoom. So we can see each other and I can read your energy well. And if you can't do Zoom, then we can do a phone call. But I like Zoom now. I like being able to see people. Okay. So you can read through the testimonials and see what relates to you. And I'm sure there's something there that speaks to everyone. But if there's any questions, I can answer them now.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much for that. I do have a few questions. Catherine just purchased package B. Congratulations, Catherine. We've seen today how fast you're able to kind of like tap in and start to clear. So 30 minutes is pretty, I'm sure a lot can happen in that amount of time.
Yes. Yes, true.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. So let me look here. Have a question. Someone's asking if they can use your program, listen to your MP3s, your group calls, while they're also working on another program.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is a great compliment. In fact, it'll probably accelerate your other program. Absolutely. Totally safe. Go ahead. You know, and awesome. The more time you can spend healing yourself, the better off you'll be. Things will happen faster. So I totally support that.
Awesome. Awesome. Someone is asking about the results. Do they last? Is this something that they have to continue to keep doing? Like, how do the results work?
Okay, so yes, the results can be permanent. But I've been teaching you that you have the power to make things happen. So then, as how long the results last depends on you and your habits. I will help you establish new habits that support your dreams. And if you maintain the good habits, the results will last. Just like you can't expect your perfect body to be maintained when you stop exercising. You can't expect that brushing your teeth today will be enough for the rest of your life, right? It takes consistent work to maintain your spiritual, mental, and physical health. And it takes consistent work to maintain your miracle manifestations.
Makes perfect sense. Makes perfect sense. In the past, Sophia, we have had
people, when they offer remote healing as an add-on, they would like to add family members to that. I think we added that to this option, right?
Yeah, some people have already bought that for their friends and family. So, remote healing is amazing. And it's great, especially, say, you want to include your parents and they don't speak English, no problem, because I'm just reading energy. I don't need to hear words. If you have, you know, a nonverbal child or child, it's amazing, the remote healing. So it's just $50, and they will get the 22 days of remote healing. I think I forgot to mention, when I do the healings, I will send a report each day after I've done it. So whoever's paying for the healing will get a report. I'll do a report, or sometimes I do a verbal recording. So you will find out what was worked on. So I will do the sessions at the same time every day, within reason. And then you get the report either later on or the next day. So you can follow along and see what I've been doing. And it's remarkable how many times I've gotten people saying, oh, I was at work and suddenly I had a memory of my mother or something. And then they say, and then I read your report when I got home and it was all about clearing stuff with your mother. So it happens all the time.
That's
so
cool.
We're all connected. We're all in the matrix, right? So you will get the healing you need. So talking about the remote healing. What I do is I imagine that all the participants are merged into one human hologram. So everybody becomes one person. And I can then see into the body to detect illness or dysfunction. And I can hear the collective subconscious directing me on what to heal. And the issues that are affecting the greatest number of people are the ones that will show up first. Okay, so you get the healing you need. And if it doesn't seem to be that I've gotten to your particular problem, don't fret. It just means that not that many people have your problem, but you're still getting the healing by being stronger in the areas I do work on. And I'll likely get to your issue on another day out of the 22 days.
Awesome.
Okay.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that. Do they need to let their family members know if they're in the remote healing?
Okay, so this is a point of dispute with healers. When possible, yes. But as I say, if you have someone who's nonverbal or they have dementia or anything like that, or if you know they're just so cranky that they're not in a place to accept help, you don't have to tell them. What I do is I always connect with each person's spirit to ask if it is okay that I proceed with the healing. I've been doing this since 1995. No spirit has ever said no. Okay, the soul always wants healing. It's the human brain that may say, this is crap. But the soul always wants healing. The answer is always yes. But just as a courtesy, I ask.
Yes. Nice. Here's another question. I've done a lot of work on manifestation, and it doesn't always work, so I'm a little bit skeptical. What do you have to say about that?
I love skeptics. You know why? Because the word skeptic comes from the Greek word skepsis, which means thought. So to be skeptical means to be thoughtful, and I want thoughtful clients. I don't want anybody who just buys anything. I want people who've made the conscious, intelligent choice to work with me. So please, yes, be skeptical. That's fine. Read through all the results that other people have gotten, you know, on the page there with all the testimonials. They're remarkable. And then go with your gut. If anything I've said has got you excited or you feel the pull, act on it. Join the program.
Awesome.
Be empowered.
I love that. Very cool. I love it. Thank you. All right, so that is all the questions I see for now. So how about we take another caller?
Absolutely. On game. Let's go.
All right. Awesome.
Manifestation
awesome.
Monday.
Right. I love that. Okay, guys, next caller in line. Your first three digits are 480. 480, you are unmuted.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
This is Pat. I'm in Kansas City area. And
hello, Pat.
This has been a great call.
Thank you.
I just, it's kind of like a lot of things are happening or kind of up for me right now, and it's all in the areas of finances, relationships, and health. And
that's
it's
the entire
like this
world.
Block. I know. So I'm kind of in this, like, I've worked on all these things. I feel like I've worked on them forever, but I'm not getting to the core, and I feel like they're all connected at some level. So.
Okay, so what I'm getting is that health is the number one thing. Do you mind sharing what the health issue is?
Well, I don't really know right now. I'm just kind of energy and just kind of, I don't know. There's just something going on, and I haven't had it checked out. I don't have any diagnosis per se.
Okay. So what I'm picking up is it's in your blood. Do you know what your blood sugar levels are?
No.
Okay. So you need to
like
check your blood sugar.
High or low?
Well, okay. Probably high.
Okay.
Yeah, when people are pre-diabetic and diabetic, they're very, very tired. And nothing works properly, including thinking. So that would be a really good thing to check out.
Okay.
Either go to the pharmacy, ask the pharmacist to check your blood, or if you have a friend with some diabetes supplies, have them do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm just seeing it literally coursing through your veins, the problem, that this is the health concern that's coming up.
Okay.
But interestingly, I am seeing rays of light. Like, you know, when kids draw a sun, they've got the rays coming out of the circle. So you've got these rays of light coming out of your head, which is good. This can only be good. So you have your potential is enormous. You will be a ray of sunshine once you get your health issue figured out. And I am seeing some not good energy around your that could be related.
Around my what?
Around your feet.
You broke up there.
Oh, sorry.
Around my feet. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm seeing some dark foreign energy around your feet. Now, if somebody does have diabetes, the sugar collects in the peripheral, so in the feet,
right. Into
the tips and eyes. So if you've had any numbing and tingling, that would be an indication of high blood sugar, too. So let me try and remove this energy until we know exactly what's going on. It probably won't clear completely, but I can clear most of it right now. Have you had any sort of issues with your feet lately?
Off and on. Just kind of, but of course it's been winter time and it's been colder.
So you have cold feet? Is that what you're saying?
Sometimes. Not all the time.
Okay. Any numbing or tingling or pain?
Sometimes some tingling. Sorry, sometimes some tingling.
Okay. Yeah, you really need to get your blood sugar checked.
Okay. Ooh.
Okay. That's all I can do for you right now.
Okay. Do you feel this is all affected with the prosperity aspect and relationships? Is there a connection, or is it just something that I'm...
Yeah, you're one whole being, right? So
right.
When your health is not good, it broadcasts out to the rest of your being. So in people who are energetically sensitive, everybody's energetically sensitive, whether they're aware of it or not. So if you're ill, you don't have the frequency of attraction. Just on that basic instinct level, people know to find mates who are healthy so that, you know, for procreation, no matter what your age is, there's that drive to find a spouse who's healthy. So, you're not going to be attracting any partners if you're ill. again, I go back to the rays of sunshine coming out of your head. You have so much potential. You just need to get this sorted out.
Okay.
Ooh, and prevent further damage.
Okay.
So get at least package A, but I'd love to work with you more. Package B would be even better for you. So you can have a private session and we can sort this out thoroughly. Okay.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Awesome. Thanks, Pat.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Well,
all right.
I think this is where I need to state the disclaimer. I am not a medical doctor. I'm not a licensed psychiatrist or anything like that, although I've been trained by people like that. But, you know, sometimes the energy is so strong. I did not make a diagnosis. I made a suggestion for her to get a diagnosis. But there are so many people who don't even know they're pre-diabetic. There are more pre-diabetics than there are diabetics in the world. And it has to do with toxins in the air, in the water, in our food, and also with not sleeping well. I forgot to ask Pat about her sleep. Not sleeping well causes diabetes, because if you don't sleep well, then your hormone called cortisol will be high. And cortisol is the death hormone. That's what it's nicknamed, because it destroys you. So diabetes is a disease of lack of sleep and stress. I think I'm going to do my next program on sleep, actually, because it's so needed. So get your sleeping in order, Pat, and everyone. And, you know, the best thing for balancing blood sugar is to eat less often. The whole have three meals and three snacks a day is utter garbage. Once you're an adult, like after, you know, your body grows until age 25. It's more evident in boys and men, but you do grow up until age 25. After that, you don't need to eat the way you ate when you were 24. You've done your growing. So many of us are consuming way too many calories way too often. A really good plan for healing is to just eat one meal a day. You eat in a very small window. So this is my advice to everyone who has anything going on with them. Shorten your eating window. Get it down to 2 hours. And that way your body has time to heal. Because the hardest thing your body does all day is digest food. That is the toughest job. So if you're constantly snacking, your body has no energy to put towards healing. And so you're going to stay sick and get sicker. But if you only eat in a 2-hour window, then your body has 22 hours a day to heal. It's remarkable. Fasting is the cure for practically everything. All right. That was my unsolicited medical advice.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Very good. All right. Mary, I see Mary just purchased package B and she's beyond excited to work with Sophia and grateful she was on the call today. Thank you, Mary, for sharing.
Great. I look forward to working with her.
I also see Grace Holm wrote in, and she said Grace Holm, which many of us know here on FHCJ. She's writing to give a testimonial about Sophia's amazing healing skills. This is in Grace's words. I've had more than a handful of sessions with Sophia over the years, and every time she creates miracles, I always come away from our sessions feeling better and in total awe of Sophia's healing skills. Thanks, Grace, for sharing that.
Thank you, Grace. That's so kind.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. There's another thing I was going to... Oh, the MP3s that you have in your package, this was the question. Do they need to be listened to in any particular order, and can they be put on loop?
No order. Put them on a loop if
no
you
order.
Like. Yeah.
Okay.
No order. Whatever you
awesome.
Need.
So you can't use them too much.
No, you cannot.
Okay. Awesome. Very good. All right.
Well, they're
okay.
All pretty short, except, you know, Cravings Crusher is 22 minutes. The rest are all like 4 to 5 minutes. So, yeah. It's
so that's interesting. I wanted to talk to you a little bit just about, because I'm glad you brought up Cravings Crusher. So I'm assuming that like the cravings and addictions that we have are similar to like when you were talking about clutter, right? Like it's just junk that's kind of like clogging us up. I was just curious why that MP3 was in here. I'm assuming they go together hand in hand.
Yeah, it's emotional clutter. Yes.
Yeah.
So once you can't, you know, think of somebody who's addicted to something really awful like crystal meth or heroin. They can't do anything else.
Yeah.
Like, they, no matter what they want, they can't do anything until they get over the addiction. So this is important. And actually the biggest addiction in the world is sugar. Sugar is harder to come off of than crystal meth and heroin, according to people who had those other addictions and then try to quit sugar. Sugar is the hardest. And sugar is in every processed food. It's to make it addictive. The other day, I had a package of sweet potato crackers. I bought them thinking, oh, good, they're gluten-free, sweet potato crackers, a healthier choice, right? They were addictive from bite number one.
Yeah,
I ate the whole box that day.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it. And I was sitting there going, this is so addictive. Like, I don't, they put crack in there. Sweet potatoes and crack is what they should have said.
Yeah, well, isn't that crazy? And you think it's healthier. It's a healthier choice.
I hadn't had anything processed or packaged for a while. So whatever additives were in there totally got me. Oh, my gosh. Mm. I just had to finish it, and then I'll never buy them again. So be careful. Sugar and anything that turns to sugar, all the white carbs, rice, potatoes, pasta, bread. Sugar is the devil. Honestly, it is causing all the illnesses. There's no safe amount of sugar. And fruit, they say the only fruit you should have is whatever is in season in your area. So it's only seasonal, and it should fit in the palm of your hand. That's it. So not like a giant fruit salad, just a few grapes, a few berries. Anyway, there's a lot we can be doing to improve our diets and our habits. So, you know, with the program, I'm giving you some tools. I'm not expecting anyone to do everything all at once, but add one thing, like add listening to an MP3 every day, add taking out one bag of garbage every day. That's the thing with the decluttering is it can be so overwhelming. People just don't know where to start. Grab a plastic bag and go through the house, and whatever is obviously garbage, put it in the bag and toss it. Whatever is obviously recycling, put it in the blue bin, you know, get rid of it. So start that way. It's all about taking action. This is it. You know, the Quakers say pray, but move your feet, which means, okay, you know, tell God what you want, but then you have to take action. You will not get an Amazon package with your thing unless you ordered it and you paid for it and you did the work to pay for it. So you've got to take action, massive action, to get you over the stagnation, the stuckness that you're in, and then things will flow easier. And post all over your walls, I let it be easy. I let it be easy.
Mm.
Okay, let's take the next caller.
Okay, awesome. I love that. Thank you for sharing. Such valuable information. I encourage all of you to go back and listen to this call again when the replay's posted, because Sylvia has given us so much information that we can start doing and taking action right now. So very, very good. I can't even imagine what your group calls are like.
Oh, well, this is why my family thinks I'm annoying. But my clients appreciate it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. All right. Our next caller in line, your first three digits are 650. 650, you're unmuted.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome.
Oh, good. Okay. This is Kathy, and I'm in San Jose, California.
All right, Kathy from California. How are you, and what can I help you with?
Well, I resonate with a lot of different things that a lot of the previous people had, different issues. And what I've been wanting the most is to buy a house. And I've been told that, you know, it's in my energy and it's coming soon. But you know, I can manifest sometimes, but I haven't been able to manifest this as quick as I'd like. I'm in a place that just really not conducive for my well-being, and especially what you were saying about the other person or people with sleep issues. That was very concerning because I have for most of my life had sleep issues.
Okay. Oh. So what I'm seeing with you is a big pile of energy that's brown, and you never want to see brown or black energy. So I feel like it's stuff you vomited out. So I think you've gotten rid of a lot of stuff. You've probably been on a healing path for a while, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you've done a lot of the clearing, but you've let it sit in front of you. That energy is there in front of you. You didn't get rid of it. So here's a fun little visualization. Imagine yourself outside on the grass, and you've got your pile of caca energy in front of you, and the cosmic garbage truck is coming down the street, and you hear it. And it pulls up right in front there. And the driver and the other worker, they get out and they shovel it all into the garbage truck. They do a really good job. They're super fast. And they even have some hose. They have a hose and they wash the grass so there's nothing left there. And you see the way the garbage truck closes and squishes the new garbage in at the back. So it draws it in and compacts it with all the other trash. And then the one driver hops onto the back ledge of the truck. The driver gets in and they start driving away. And at some point they elevate, they levitate, and they go up, up into the sky to the cosmic garbage dump. And you know, it's taken care of. It's gone. Gone, gone, gone. And just for good measure, you're going to walk over to where there's a secluded waterfall. There's nobody around. The temperature is nice and warm. And you're going to stand under the waterfall and cleanse your body and your spirit. Water is soft and refreshing. And it just takes all the stress away. Very good. And then you're going to come away from the water and sit on a beautiful rock. It's smooth and long. It's as long as your body. You're going to lie down on it and let the sun's rays dry you. And this is a special rock. It attracts the sun's rays, and so you dry really fast. It dries your backside as well. Then you get up. And you walk towards your dream home. There it is. The perfect condition. And there's a for sale sign on the lawn. And the real estate agent happens to pull up. And you tell her you want to buy it. And you take it on tour of the house. And it's perfect. Lots of light and good, vibrant energy. And the owners are in a hurry to sell, so they've just dropped the price. What an opportunity. So let's fast forward. All the paperwork is done, the mortgage was approved, and the real estate agent is handing you the keys to your dream home. Oh. And see yourself unpacking. I'm going to leave you there with the image of you unpacking and setting up your dream home. And you can continue this visualization as you wish.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's great. Good. Lighter. And you... It's very easy to follow your visualizations. I like them. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
oh, good.
That was awesome. That was
thank
awesome.
Thank you for that.
I love garbage. That really resonated with me. The cosmic garbage. Mm. Very cool. Thank you.
Yes,
thank you for joining.
Thank you.
And yeah, thank you for joining and being a conduit for all of us. That was awesome.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Very cool. Very, very cool. Awesome. Well, this has just been a fabulous call. I could go on all day and watch you work. It's just really, really great, Sophia. Thank you so much for sharing all that you do with all of us. Is there anything you want to share before we end today's call?
Yeah, let me just do that human hologram right now. Everybody who's listening on the call or on the webcast, and even the people who will listen to the recording in the future, bring all your energy together into one being. Okay, so I'm seeing the one being. I'm seeing so many little sparks, like sparks of ideas and sparks of spontaneous healing and sparks of motivation and sparks of love. It's really, really amazing. So you all have the potential to manifest your desires and have your miracles. And it would be really great to have you doing this in the group. These sparks are telling me to say that to you. So join the program so that you can have the collective energy and momentum of the group. It's really transformational. It's hard to toil on your own. You still have to listen to the MP3s and do the work, but when you come together in community, it's so much better. It's easier. Remember, put on your wall, I let it be easy. Make that your mantra every time you have a limiting belief, a negative thought, a fear, a trepidation. I let it be easy. And take a nice full breath and then carry on. Do what you need to do next. And you will have your miracles.
Awesome. I love that. I love that. Just real quick, Sophia, Yvette wrote in and she said thank you so much for her clearing. She's still buzzing. She purchased package B. Yay, Yvette, and looks forward to the session. She is asking, she works on Saturdays. And yes, the calls are on Saturdays. can she email with issues or concerns to address during the call since she won't be able to be there live?
She could, but when we do the group calls, I'm working on the group collectively. But did she say she purchased Package B?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, okay. Well, she'll have a private session with me anyway, so anything personal can be addressed then.
Awesome.
So I'm always working on what's affecting the most number of people, the greatest, okay, when we do the group calls.
Makes sense. Perfect
yeah.
sense. Also, I want to let you guys know that there are introductory prices that are still happening. Those are expiring tomorrow, so at the end of the day tomorrow, April 11th. So you can still jump in and get those introductory prices. I think that's all the announcements on my end. Just again, thank you, Sophia. This has just been a fabulous call. Really, really appreciate your time and spending your time with us here today.
Oh, I've loved it. Thank you so much, Gretchen.
Awesome, awesome. And thank you, everybody, for joining us on this Monday. So enjoy these calls and spending this time with you guys. These are just one of my favorite things that I do during the week now. So I really appreciate all of you. I appreciate you being here. And Sophia, thanks again. And we'll be talking to you soon.
Excellent. Thank you.
Awesome. Awesome. All right, everyone. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.